Well, good morning to everyone. As always, I hope you are all doing well. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35, it says this, quote, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Friends, in this short verse, there are some important points to notice regarding the behavior of Jesus. First of all, Jesus got up early. It says very early in the morning, before daylight. Secondly, after Jesus got up, he left the house he was staying in and went to find a solitary place where he could be alone. And thirdly, after he got up and after he found that solitary place, Jesus proceeded to pray. Think about this, friends. Jesus, the Son of God in the flesh, needed a place to enable him to recharge his spiritual batteries, if you will. Now, if we read a few verses earlier, we will discover that the day before had been a very, very busy day for Jesus. During the last 24 hours, Jesus had been very active. He had taught and preached in the local synagogue with authority, it says. Right after that, while still in the synagogue, he had a confrontation with an impure spirit that was possessing a man and cast that demon out. After that, Jesus healed the disciple Peter's mother-in-law, who was sick in bed with a fever. Yes, Jesus had quite a busy and event-filled day, teaching, preaching, exorcising a demon, healing someone who was sick. I think it's fair to speculate that Jesus may have indeed been spiritually drained to some degree. Jesus needed to recharge, if you will, his spiritual batteries. He needed to reconnect with his power source, the Heavenly Father. And to accomplish this, Jesus knew exactly what to do. He needed to pray to his Father. He needed to commune with his Father. He needed to talk with his Father. To do this, Jesus required a place of solitude, free of distractions, in order to prepare himself for the challenges of the coming day. Friends, there is a great lesson here for us. Think of this, brethren. If Jesus, God in the flesh, needed to recharge his spiritual batteries in order to successfully face the day, isn't it logical that we, as frail, weak human beings, need to do the same? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the example of Jesus Christ. Instill in us a desire to be more like Jesus by daily taking the time, finding a solitary place to commune with you in prayer. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.